Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle,
see his banner go. Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelites, brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for Monday, the 8th of May, 2017. We are in the book of Psalms, and we will be beginning today with Psalm 18. Now, it does have a title, and I'll go into that here. To the leader, that's the musical leader of the instruments, of Dawid, the servant of Yahweh, who spoke to Yahweh the words of this song in the day that Yahweh delivered him from the hands of his hated enemies and from the hand of Shaul. And he said, so that's the title. These are all connected to historical events, pretty much this and that. Let's get into it. Verse 1. I will love you, 7355, O Yahweh, my strength, 2391. Verse 2. Yahweh is my rock, 5553, and my fortress, 4686, and my deliverer, 6403, my L, 410, that's divine being, my rock, 6697, a different word for rock, in whom I will take refuge, 2620, my shield, 4043, and the horn, 7161, of my salvation, 3468. My high tower, 4869. Verse 3. I will call upon Yahweh, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my hated enemies. Verse 4. The cords, 2256, of death, 4194, entangled me, 661. And the floods, 5158, of worthless men, that's 1100, made me afraid, 1204. Pardon me for a second. Yeah, I ate lunch and had a lot of pepper on it, and I got some in my nose, so I have to take care of that. Verse 5. The cords of Sheol, 7585, that's the land of the dead and its inhabitants, surrounded me. The snares, 4150, of death, confronted me, 6923. Verse 6. In my distress, 6862, I called upon Yahweh and cried, 7768, to my Elohim. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ears. Verse 7. Then the land shook, 1607, and trembled, 7493. The foundations, 4146, of the hills also moved, 7264, and were shaken, 1607. because he burned with anger. That's all one word. 2734. Okay, let me put a red check mark right there. Verse 8. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. Pardon me again. Yeah, I got a little congestion here. Verse 9. He bowed 5186, the sky also, and came down, 3381. And dark clouds, 6205, were under his feet. Verse 10. And he rode upon a cherub, 3742. That's cherub in your English. And flew, 5774. Yea, he swooped, 1675, upon the wings, 3671, of the wind, 7307. Verse 11. He made darkness, 2822, his hiding place, 5643. His booth, 5521, that's a tabernacle. Round about, 5439. Him was dark. His booth round about him was dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. Dark, 2824, waters, 4325, thick clouds, 5645, and the skies, 7834 here. Verse 12. At the brightness, 5051, before him, his thick clouds passed. Hailstones, 1259, and coals of fire. This is all poetic. It's a song, poetry. Verse 13, Yahweh also thundered, 7481, in the skies. And the Elyon, that's the highest, 5945, gave his voice. Hailstones and coals of fire. Again, I said it's poetic. Verse 14, yea, he sent out his arrows, 2671, and scattered them, 6327. Those are speaking of his enemies. He sent arrows at them. He shot out, 7232, lightnings, 1300, and confused them, 2000. Verse 15. Then the channels of waters were seen, and the foundations, 4146, of the world, 8398, were uncovered, 1540. At your rebuke, 1606. O Yahweh, at the wind, 5397, of the breath, 7307, of your nostrils, 639. He sent from above, 4791. He took me, he drew me out of many waters, waters being people. Verse 17. He delivered me from my strong, hated enemy, and from them which hated me because they were too strong for me. Verse 18. They confronted me, 6923, in the day of my calamity, 343. But Yahweh was my support, 4937. Verse 19, he brought me forth into a large place, 4800. He delivered me, 2502, because he delighted, 2654, in me. Verse 20. Yahweh rewarded, 1580, rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness, 1252, of my hands, he has recompensed me. 7725. Verse 21. Because I have kept, 8104, or guarded, or observed, the ways, 1870, of Yahweh, and have not wickedly departed, 7561, from my Elohim. Verse 22. Because all his judgments, 4941, were before me, 5048, and I did not put away, 5493, his statutes, 2708, from me. Verse 23, I was also upright, 8549, before him, and I kept myself from iniquity, 5771. Verse 24, therefore has Yahweh recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight, 5869. Verse 25, with the merciful, 2623, you will show yourself loyal, 2616, he's speaking of Yahweh here. With a blameless, 8549, man, 1399, you will be upright, 8552. Verse 26, with the pure, 1305, you shall be pure, and with the perverse, 6141, you shall be shrewd, 6617. Verse 27, because you will save, 3467, the afflicted, 6041, people. That's Israel. But will bring down, 8213, exalted, 7311, opinions, 5869. Or that is officers, or a bunch of different things. Verse 28, because you will light my lamp, 5216, Yahweh my Elohim will enlighten, 5050, my darkness, 2822. And that is figuratively ignorance or spiritual darkness. Okay. Verse 29. And you can reference 2 Samuel 22:30 for verse 29. Because by you I have run through, 7323, a troop, 14:16. And by my Elohim I have leaped, 1801, over a wall, 7791. When he was running from his enemies. Verse 30. As for El, that would be God, the divine being, singular, 410. His way is perfect, 8549. The word of Yahweh is tested, 6884. He is a shield, 4043, to all those that take refuge, 2620, in him. Verse 31, because who is Eloah, that's 433, that's a foreign word, except for Yahweh? Or who is a rock but our Elohim? Verse 32. It is L that girds me, 247, with strength, 2428, and makes my way perfect. Here's verse 33, and you can reference the book of Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 19. He makes my feet like a doe's feet, 355, a doe, and sets me upon my high places, 1116. Verse 34. He teaches, 3925, my hands to war, 4421, so that a bow, 7198, of bronze, 5154, is bent, 5181, by my arms. That would be a strong bow. Let me clear the pipes here a second and get a drink. Ah, orange juice. Verse 5, or 35, pardon me. You have also given me the shield of your salvation, 3468. And your right hand has held me up. Now, right hand is a symbol of power. And your gentleness, 6038, has made me great, 7235. Verse 36. You have enlarged, 7337, my steps, 6806, under me, so that my feet did not slip, 4571. And that slipped from the path of righteousness. Pardon me, verse 37. I have pursued, 7291, my hated enemies and overtaken them, 5381. And I did not withdraw, 7725, until they were consumed, 3615. Verse 38. I have wounded them, 4272, so that they were not able, 3201, to rise, 6965. They are fallen, 5307, under my feet. Verse 39. Because you have girded me with strength for the battle, you have bowed down, 3766, under me, those that rose up against me. Verse 40. You have also given me the necks, 6203, of my hated enemies. Strike them on the neck and kill them, so that I might put to an end, that's one word, 6789, those that hate me. Verse 41. They cried, 7768, but there was none to save them, even to Yahweh, but he did not answer them. Verse 42. Then I beat them small, that's all one word, 7833, as the dust, 6083, before the wind. I poured them out, 7324, like the mire, 2916, in the streets, 2351. Remember, this is all poetic about his battles against his enemies. And extolling and giving praise to Yahweh that made him victorious. Verse 43, you have delivered me, 6403, from the strivings, 7379, of the people. And you have appointed me, 7760, as the head, 7218, of the nations. 1471. A people I have not known shall serve me, 5647. In other words, he's going to be the king over the whole area. and even the non-Israel nations will be subservient to him. He had a big kingdom, verse 44. As soon as their ears hear of me, they shall obey me, or hear me. Okay, 8085. The sons of racial aliens, that's Ben-Nachar, shall cringe before me, 3584. Verse 45, the sons of racial aliens shall fade away, 5034, and be afraid, 2727, out of their fortresses, 4526. In other words, they were all going to go home and hide behind their walls. Verse 46. Yahweh lives, and blessed be my rock, 6697. And let the Elohim of my salvation be exalted. Verse 47. It is El that gives vengeance, 5360. And speaks against the people under me. Verse 48. He delivers me from my hated enemies. Yea, you lift me up above those who rise against me. You have delivered me from the violence, 2555, of men. Verse 49. And you can reference the book of Romans chapter 15 verse 9 on this verse. So therefore I will give thanks to you, O Yahweh, among the nations, and sing praises, 2167, to your name. Verse 50. Great deliverance gives he to his king, and shows mercy to his anointed one. 4899. To Dawid. Okay, David. And to his offspring, 2233, that's seed line, until forever, ad olam. Okay. That ends Psalm 18. It was a long one with all those verses, but it shows the praise that Dawid gave to Yahweh a lot. He wrote a lot of these psalms and did a lot of writings. And after the thing with Bathsheba, he straightened up big time, pretty much. He was the best of the kings, and everything else went downhill from there. Solomon was very great at first, and then became a complete fool. So, that deals with that. Now we have Psalm 19. And it has a title that says, To the Leader, that's the musical leader, a Psalm of Dawid. Verse 1 of Psalm 19. The skies declare the glory of El, and the expanse of the sky, that's all one word, 7549, makes known the work of his hand. Verse 2, day unto day utters speech, and night unto night shows knowledge. Verse 3, there is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Verse 4, they're speaking of a line here. This is a measuring line, okay? Their line, 6957, is gone out throughout all the land. and their words to the end of the world, 8398. Well, land is 776, and world is 8398. Land is Eretz, world is Tibet's. Completely different. In them he has set a tent for the sun, the dwelling place of the sun. This is all extolling Yahweh. This is all praise. Verse 5. He is as a bridegroom, 2860, coming out of his chamber, 2646, and rejoices, 7797, as a strong man, 1368, does when he runs a race. Verse 6. His going forth is from the end, 7097, of the sky, and his circuit, 8622, is to the ends of it, 7097. And there is nothing hidden, 5641, from the heat of it. A tent for the sun. He's speaking of the sun in verse 5 and 6. Yahweh controls the sun. Verse 7. The law, that's Torah, of Yahweh is perfect. 8549. Restoring the soul. The testimony, 5715, of Yahweh is established. 539, or true, making wise, 2449, the simple, 6612. Let me get a breath here. Verse 8, the statutes, 6490, of Yahweh are right or upright. 3477, Yashar. Rejoicing, 8055, the heart. The commandment, 4687, of Yahweh is radiant, 1249, enlightening, 215, the eyes, 5869. Verse 9, the fear, 3374, of Yahweh is clean, 2889, standing forever. The judgments, 4941, of Yahweh are true, 571, and altogether, 3162, righteous. This is a nice passage, verse 10. More desirable than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the drippings, 5317, of the honeycomb, 6688. That's the judgments and the proclamations of Yahweh. Verse 11, moreover, your servant is taught by them. In keeping them is great reward, 6118. Verse 12, who can understand his errors? 7691. In other words, we sin daily. Cleanse me, 5352, from hidden faults, 5641. Sins we don't know about, sins we forget about. That's what he's asking for, as we should today, all of us. Good example to follow. Stay in prayer with Yahweh. Verse 13. Keep back, 2820, your servant from arrogant, 2086, sins. Do not let them have dominion, 4910, over me. Then I shall be complete, 8552. and I shall be innocent, 5352, from the great transgression, 6588. In other words, keep me from sin, Father. Very, very potent. Verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation, 1902, of my heart be acceptable, 7522, in your sight, O Yahweh, my rock and my redeemer. Early in this, they were talking about the laws of nature, the day, the night, the sun. All these natural things obey these laws. So we should also obey the laws he gave us. Because all the natural things are not disobedient. They do as Yahweh directs. It's going to get into Psalm 20 here. Let me get a drink and clear my pipes. There we go. I'm hitting a little orange juice. I've got bronchial problems, as usual. It's turned cold here again. Spring. Spring has sprung and now has run. Well, Psalm 20 also has a title, To the Leader, again, the musical leader, A Psalm of Dawood. Verse 1. Yahweh answer you in the day of trouble. The name of the Elohim of Jacob, that's Jacob, defend you. Verse 2. Send you help. 5828 from the sanctuary, 6944. And strengthen, 5582, you out of Zion, 6726. Verse 3, remember all your offerings, 4503, and anoint, 1878, your burnt sacrifice, 5930. And then it has Selah, 5542. That means a musical rest, to pause and reflect on what was just said. Moving on, verse 4. Grant you according to your own heart and fulfill all your counsel. 6098. Verse 5. We will shout for joy, 7442, in your salvation. And in the name of our Elohim, we will set up our banners, 1713. Yahweh, fulfill all your petitions. 4862. Verse 6. Now I know that Yahweh saves his anointed. 4899. Now that can mean David at this point, Dawood, or Israel itself. They were the anointed people. The anointed ones, or anointed one, does not always mean Yeshua Messiah. It means Israel and King David. The kings were anointed. People tried to attach that word only to the Messiah, and that is incorrect. Verse 6. Now I know that Yahweh saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy sky with the saving strength of his right hand. That's his power. Verse 7. Pay attention to this. Some trust in chariots, 7393, and some in horses, 5438. But we will remember the name of Yahweh, our Elohim. Don't trust in weapons of war and stuff. Trust in Yahweh, because those weapons will be useless unless you have his approval. Don't jump the gun and do things presumptuously. Verse 8, they are bowed down and fallen, but we are risen and bear witness. That's about the enemy. Verse 9, save Yahweh, let the king answer us when we call. There we go. And king is capitalized there because that is Yahweh. Yahweh is the king. And that ends Psalms 20. Let's move down to Psalm 21. We're doing pretty good here today. This has a title, To the Leader, again, the musical leader, a Psalm of David. Another one of his musical poems. Verse 1. The king, small k, shall joy, 8055, in your strength, 5797, O Yahweh. And in your salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice, 1523. Verse 2. You have given him his heart's desire, 8378, and have not withheld the request, 782, of his lips, 8193. And then again, Selah. Pause and reflect. Verse 3, because you go before him with the blessings of goodness, you set a crown of pure gold on his head. Verse 4, he asked life of you, and you gave it to him, length of days forever and ever. Verse 5, his glory is great in your salvation. Authority, 1935, and majesty, 1926, you have laid upon him. Yahweh made him king. Verse 6, because you have made him most blessed forever, you have made him joyfully, 8057, happy, 2302, with your presence. He's just happy to have Yahweh with him. Verse 7. Because the king trusts, 982, in Yahweh and through the mercy, 2617, of the Elyon, that's Most High, 5945. He shall not be moved, 4131. And moved means defeated or moved to act impetuously or inaccurately or sinfully. Nobody's going to be able to move him like that. He's going to follow Yahweh. Verse 8. Your hand shall find out, 4672, all your hated enemies. Your right hand, 3225, Yamin, shall find out those that hate you. Verse 9, you shall make them as a fiery oven, 8574, in the time of your presence. Yahweh shall swallow them up, 1104, in his wrath. And the fire shall devour them. Verse 10 of Psalm 21. The fruit of their loins, 6529, in other words, their children, you shall destroy from the land, and their offspring, 2233, from among the children of Adam. Verse 11. Because they intended, 5186, evil, 7451, against you. they devised 2803 evil schemes for 209, but they are not able to succeed. Verse 12. Therefore you shall make them turn away when you make ready 3559 your arrows on your bowstrings, 4340, aimed at their faces. Verse 13, be exalted, 7311, Yahweh, in your own strength. We will sing, 7891, and praise, 2167, your power, 1369. Now, in verse 10, there's a differentiation between Yahweh's enemy that hate him and the children of Adam. They're going to be destroyed. Well, these are the tares that are among us today, among the Adamic seed line, that persecute and do evil to us, because we are the children of Yahweh. And they pretend to be us, but they are not. Let's get into Psalm 22. Let me take a look at this. It's 41. Yeah, there's only 31 verses. I can do this one. It has a title again. It says, to the leader. And then it says, as Ayaleth 365 Shakar 7837. That means hind of the dawn. And it should say, as a song called Ayaleth Shakar. It goes to that tune. We do not know that tune anymore. And it's a psalm of Dawit. Now this is messianic prophecy here. Verse 1 of Psalm 22 referenced Matthew 27. Verse 46 and Mark 15:34. You will recognize this. My El, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far, 7350, from helping me? And from the words of my roaring, 7581. When Yeshua cried out, my El, why have you forsaken me? That's where that comes from, right here. Verse 2. O my Elohim, I cry in the daytime, but you do not answer, and in the night, and do not rest. 1747. But you are holy that inhabits the praises of Israel. Verse 4. Well, verses 4 and 5, you can reference 3 Maccabees, chapter 2, verse 12. Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted and you delivered them. Verse 5. They cried to you and were delivered, that they trusted in you and were not put to shame. There's verse 6. But I am a worm, 8438, and no man. A reproach, 2781, of Adam, and despised, 959. By the people. verse 7. You can reference Matthew 27, verse 39, Mark 15, 29, and Luke 23, 35, verse 7. All that see me mock me, 3932. They open wide, 6362, their lips. They shake, 5128, their head, 7218, saying, verse 8, he trusted, 1556, on Yahweh that he would deliver him, 6403. Let him deliver him, 5337, because he delighted, 2654, in him. They didn't believe. Is it, oh, he trusts on Yahweh, we'll let Yahweh deliver him. Well, unfortunately for them, he did deliver Dawood. And these people were in bad trouble. Verse 9, but you brought me forth, 1518, from the womb, you made me secure upon my mother's breasts. Verse 10, I was cast upon you, in other words, cast upon Yahweh, from the womb. You are my El from my mother's womb. Now, since the time he was born, there was only one deity, and that was Yahweh. Verse 11, be not far from me, because trouble is near, because there is none to help. Verse 12, many bulls, 6499, have surrounded me. These are figurative of leaders. Strong bulls of Bashan have surrounded me, 3803, and strong is 47. And these are figuratives of young leaders. Verse 13. They open wide, 6475, their mouths, 6310. That's an accusation. They open wide their mouths upon me, like a tearing, 2963, and roaring, 7580, lion, 738. In other words, they just kept at him. This was all political strife in the day. He just had constant enemies. Verse 14, I am poured out, 8210, like water, and all my bones are out of joint, 6504. My heart is like wax, 1749. It is melted, 4599, in the midst, 8432, of my inner being, 4578. Verse 15, my strength, 3581, is dried up, 3001, like a potsherd, 2789. That's like a broken piece of a pot laying out in the sun. Dry. And my tongue, 3956, cleaves, 1692, to my palate, 4455. And you have placed me, 8239, in the dust of death. Verse 16. Because dogs, 3611, that's hunting dogs, have surrounded me. The assembly of the evildoers have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. Whoa. Whoa. Who's that sound like? Huh? Piercing the hands and the feet. Nailing them up on that stake. Verse 17. I may count all my bones. They look and reflect upon me. There's verse 18. You can reference Matthew 27, verse 35, Mark 15, verse 24, Luke 23, verse 34, and John 19, 24. Verse 18, they divide my garments among them and cast lots on my clothing. Like they did with Yeshua Messiah. Verse 19, do not be far from me, O Yahweh, O my strength, hasten to help me. Verse 20, deliver my being from the sword. My only life from the hand of the dog. 3611. Verse 21. Save me from the lion's mouth, because you have answered me from the horns, figurative of power, of the wild ox. Verse 22, you can reference Hebrews chapter 2, verse 12, for 22. I will declare your name to my brothers, that's blood kindred. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. Verse 23, you that fear Yahweh, praise him, all you offspring of Jacob, honor him and sojourn with him. In other words, travel with him. 1481, sojourn with. All you offspring of Israel. Verse 24. Because he has not despised or detested the affliction of the afflicted, neither has he hidden his face from him, but when he cried for help to him, he heard. Verse 25. My praise shall be of you in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before those that fear him. Verse 26, the humble, 6035, shall eat and be satisfied. Those that seek Yahweh shall praise him. Your hearts shall live forever. Verse 27, all the ends of the land shall remember and turn to Yahweh, and all the blood kindred, 4940, of the Israel nations, 1471, shall bow down in your presence. Verse 28, because the kingdom is Yahweh, and he is ruler among the Israel nations. Very plain and simple. Verse 29. All the prosperous, 1879, in the land shall eat and bow down. All those that go down to the dust, in other words, those who die, shall bow in his presence, and none can keep alive his own being. Verse Verse 30. Offspring, and where's your seed line, shall serve him, and it shall be accounted, 5608, to Yahweh for a generation. Now they pulled the name of Yahweh out and put Adonai here. And I have replaced Yahweh in its proper spot. Verse 31, they shall come and shall declare his righteousness to a people yet to be born, that's future generations, that he has done this. And that ends Psalm 22. This is an accounting of Yahweh's might, a praise, shows the limited capabilities of mankind. It's just really, really beautiful. This is, there's no real way to describe it. The poetry of Dawood is very powerful. There's a lot of messianic verses in here. Verse 7, where they were mocking and open wide their lips and shaking their head. They doubted and reviled the Messiah. Verse 1 is what he cried out just before he released his spirit. They pierced my hands and my feet. That's in verse 16. Verse 18, where they divided the garments and cast lots on his clothing. It's beautiful. It really, truly is beautiful. There's no way around it. This has got a lot of messianic prophecy in it. Well, I'm coming up on the top of the hour here. Well, I will have to be leaving you until the next new show will be on Wednesday, the 10th. Tomorrow will be a repeat of Genesis. So that's what we'll be having tomorrow for all the new listeners. They've got the archives up and running, and we're adding stuff to the archives all the time. I'm loading up my shows so you can get to the archives at the EFR main page and go to radio shows, and it'll take you right to our stuff. So there's that. We've got Pentecost coming up later this month, so need to be observant to that. And if you have the EFR calendar, you can celebrate it. And we've got the rest of the feast, including Tabernacles in the fall. I'm out of here for that too. I'm going to be at Tabernacles. Well, time for me to sign off, and I will say, may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going.